Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another day of Cedric's trial has passed, and it looks as though Squire Skimp, attorney for Winifred Redfield, has moved another step toward a favorable verdict for his client. All this is forgotten for the moment, however, because this is the regular meeting night for the Golden Era Discussion Club. Due to another set of excuses from member Ulysses S. Quincy, the meeting is being held at Grandpappy Spears' home. As we look in on the little community today, we find most of the members already gathered in Grandpap's parlor. Listen.
Yeah, here, I'll take your muffler, Abner. Don't throw it on the umbrella stand.
Oh, all right. Well, howdy, Long.
Yeah, hello, Abner.
Evening, Ulysses. Hi, doggies. Did Grandpa Masters beat me here tonight?
Yeah, looks like it.
He said he wanted to get some sleep in before the meeting started tonight.
You mean that he's actually planning on waking up and joining us in the meeting for a change?
No, but he claims the last couple of meetings was so short he just barely did get time to get to sleep when it was time to wake up and go home again.
Oh.
This way he can sleep longer.
For the land's sake.
I still say we oughtn't to let old codgers like him in our club.
He's a month and 4 days younger than you, Grandpa.
Now, wait, let's don't get that argument started again. We want to keep these meetings on a friendly base.
Well, I'm for that, and I never meant to do no arguing. I was just telling the truth. That's
well,
what
you
I
weren't no...
I was, honey.
Everybody, I'll show you the birth records to prove it. If I had them, I would anyway.
Yeah, if you
I'm at them. Least 9 months younger than Grandpa Master.
Somebody at the door there.
Oh, yeah, but someday I'll get them birth records.
I'll show you...
Oh, come in, Cedric. I'll show you where you're wrong.
Yes. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Mr. Long, Mr. Grandpa, Mr. Ulysses.
Okay, Cedric.
You're late again tonight, Cedric. Can't expect to get yourself cultured if you're going to be late to all these meetings.
Yes, Mom, but I couldn't leave right in the middle of a pinball game.
Pinball? Now, Cedric, you'll never get cultured playing that pinball machine.
No, Mom, I know I won't. Not with the low scores I've been making lately, I know. Though I made a single good score since my trial started.
Yeah,
I believe I must be worried, I think.
Well, you ought to be worried, Cedric. Lum says you might lose this breaching of promise soon.
Abner, don't say such things as
that. That's what you
said. Cedric, don't you worry now. Squire ought to be done putting his witnesses on the stand tomorrow, and then Abner can put Wimpy Foster on there. And he can tell how everything actual happened.
Will I win then?
Well, I can't guarantee it, but Wimpy will help your case an awful lot, I can tell you that.
Well, who was that doctor Squire put on the stand today? I never did get his name.
Me neither. I don't believe he's actually a doctor. He don't look like none.
No, he don't.
I never believed nothing he said, neither.
You never, huh?
If Winifred Redfield was in such a broke-up condition as he claims she was, she wouldn't have been able to sit there in the courtroom.
Why, of course she wouldn't. The way she giggled every time anybody looked at her. Never looked to me like she was nervous and upset from Cedric leaving her after church.
No, and here's another thing. Wait a minute. We ain't supposed to be discussing this case in front of Ulysses and Grandpa Masters. They're both on the jury.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, Grandpa's asleep, though.
Yeah, he might have heard us, though. You'll forget all this, won't you, Ulysses?
Okay.
By the way, you left your lunch pail in the jury box today, Ulysses. You can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, I reckon we better get the meeting started. I got a good subject for the discussion tonight.
I hope it's a good, high-class, cultured one. That's what I like.
Sit down, Cedric.
Just one.
Well, here we go. The fifth meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present at the meeting, please signify by the same sign.
Okay.
Nudge Grandpa Masters there, Abner. I don't mind him sleeping, but I don't want him snoring to interrupt us now.
Yeah, I'll stop him.
We'll now have the reading of the minutes of the last meeting. All right, Mr. Secretary.
Well, I'll wait till I get him out of my pocket now.
Your old Adam's got a haircut today. I seen him down at the barbershop.
Uh-huh. Where'd I put them things? Oh, here they
are. I said hello to him, and he said hello. Nice feller, Gilroy.
The fourth meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club was held at the home of Abner Peabody. Looks like they're all held there. And was presided at by President Edwards. the high-class culture subject of Leonard Benke's painting, the Mona Lisa, was discussed. It was suggested we use this picture for the Jot 'em Down Store's 1943 calendars, but we finally decided to use a picture of a Indian with a feather in her hair instead. Refreshments were served, and we all come away from the meeting more cultured than when we went in.
That's good. Thank you very much, Mr. Sexton. All in favor accepting the minutes as read, please signify by the same sign.
Aye.
Okay.
Just move.
Nudge Grandpa Masters again there, Abner.
Yeah.
Fellow members, we come now to this evening's discussion, and I know it'll be a gooder, just like all our other ones has been. The subject for tonight is architecture.
Archie what?
Architecture.
Oh.
I've got a book here that gives an outline of ancient and modern architecture. I'll read a couple of sentences out of this book just to get us started.
Architecture?
You know, we ought to get Gilroy Adams to join the club. He's a nice fella. Seen him at the barber shop today. Hey, Chef Grandpa, bring him to read this. In this outline, the author has attempted to trace architectural methods from the early...
Are you sure that fella's name is architecture? I don't recollect nobody that name around here. Can you, Grandpa?
Maybe he means Archie Schneider.
Who?
Archie Schneider, you recollect him, lived over there west of Odin.
No, I don't believe I do.
Worked out there at old Max filling station.
Well?
Then he quit there to go away to college.
Huh.
Went 4 years, I believe. Done awful good there, too, his papa said.
Well?
Then he come back to Odin and finally worked himself back into his old job at Max filling station.
Well, good for him. Doggy, I wish I could have went to college.
Oh, yeah, me too. Nothing like it.
Well, sure, it's okay.
Wait a minute, fellas. Let me read this sentence I started. To trace architectural methods from the earliest mud hut to the modern...
Archie Snyder, that red-headed feller that went with Irma Quigley for a while.
Yeah? Yeah, that's someone.
Yeah.
He was a feller that come back from college with that good idea learned there.
Huh.
It was based on some scientific principle, he claimed.
What idea was that?
Oh, he claimed it was better to wear your garters so that place where they fasten onto your socks is on the outside instead of the inside of your leg.
On the outside?
Such priddle-praddle.
That's what I say. A feller's leg was made to wear them garters towards the inside. They'd a regular groove right there next to your shin. That's what it was put there for, special for garters.
I don't care. Archie Schneider claims there's other ways, the scientific way to do it.
Huh.
Holds your socks up better. I know it does mine.
Do you wear yours that way?
Oh, sure. Just look here once.
Well,
that ought to show you Archie Schneider knows what he's talking about right there.
Well, I do not look there long.
Yeah. Do you actually believe that's better way, Grandpa? Of course it is. Just roll your pants leg up once and compare your socks with mine. Go ahead, Abner.
All right, I might not sure, though. The inside's the best way.
All right, now, just look at there.
Uh-huh.
See how your socks kind of wrinkle down on the outside of your legs?
Why, yeah. Yeah, doggy, they do wrinkle there, don't they? Of course, yours wrinkle a little on the inside, though.
Yeah, but which side of your ankles do other folks see the most?
Huh?
Outside, of course.
Huh?
Well, that's the side you ought to keep the wrinkles out of.
Well, I never had thought of that before.
Mine sort of wrinkle on the outside, too. Believe I'll try that other way once, just for the fun of it.
Well, it might be all right for college boys and grandpap, but I ain't gonna change. That groove was put in my leg for some reason, and it must have been for the snaps on your garter, so I'm gonna stick to it.
Pennies, I believe this is a pretty good idea, Grandpap. Of
course it is.
Archie Schneider says it's based on a scientific principle. Just try it once, Abner. Holds their socks up good that way.
Well, I'll try it, but I ain't going to wear them that way regular, though. I know that.
Try it once, Ulysses.
Okay.
Think I'll turn my garters around, too.
How do you like that, Abner?
Well, it don't feel so bad. I don't like it, though.
Oh, I do. Just stand up once and walk around, though. Seems like it gives your socks more support or something. How do you like them that way, Ulysses?
Okay.
Now, get up and walk around, though. That gives you a better idea how they feel.
Okay.
Oh, going, this idea ain't no good. My socks just fall down.
They do? Oh, well, wait a minute here, Cedric. You got them on upside down. You can't fasten your socks to them that way.
Well, I noticed that same thing. How do you reckon that happened, Rickon?
Well, here, fix them like Grandpap's got here. Look at there. course, it might not work with them garters you got. They don't look like very good ones.
Well, they're supposed to be good ones. Man said they was.
What's them things made out of? Cellophane?
No, Mom. He said they was made out of glass.
Glass?
Glass garters.
Why, glass can't bend that away, Cedric. You got skinned on them. After this, just buy the regular elastic and metal garters.
Yes, Mom. Metal garters. I'll recollect.
Yeah, do that. All right, Dogies, wait a minute. Look at the clock. It's time for the refreshment. Show the world.
Refreshment?
Tell Aunt Charity to bring them in, Grandpa.
Wait a minute. We can't have refreshments yet. We ain't even started the discussion.
Well, we have, Donnie. We've been discussing here for a half hour.
Yeah, we've been talking about metal garters.
Well, that's a subject, ain't it? That's what you read us out of that book.
I never done no such a thing. Fact is, I never even finished the first sentence in the book.
Well, don't you recollect, Lon, you read us about Archie Snyder?
No, I never. I said architecture.
Huh?
That ain't got nothing to do with metal garters, I can tell you that. Now, everybody sit down again, and I'll start reading this book again.
Well, I'm hungry.
Hey, Chef Abner. In this outline, the author has attempted to trace architectural methods from the earliest mud hut to the modern... Well, I'll be dead blank.
What's the matter?
Now, Grannies, if I didn't see it wrote down here, I never would believe it.
Wouldn't believe what, Mom?
They got it spelled wrong, but there it is, plain as day.
Huh?
They used a I instead of a A.
Used a I instead of a A in what?
Just listen to this. From the earliest mud hut to the modern metal girders.
Why, sure, metal garters. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Come on, Grandpap, get out the refreshments. The meeting's over.